Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, Russ. Welcome random, to the men's room.
Liquor and
whores. Russ, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. How did you really, really, really hurt yourself? What were you doing?
Sorry. Funny story here. I was up late one night smoking a brisket. And I decided to split some wood with a hatchet. I missed the wood and went straight across my hand. And this happened during COVID and tried to get into a emergency room during COVID.
So wait, where did you hit yourself with the hatchet?
Right in my hand instead of the wood.
So you were splitting wood for your smoker?
I was splitting wood for my smoker and missed the wood and right across my entire hand.
All right, so now, like you said, it's during COVID. You're trying to go to an emergency room during COVID. How long did you have to wait, given the nature of your injuries?
They made me wait outside for half an hour while they ran a couple tests. And my wife had to sit in the parking lot for 3.5 hours before I came back out.
So top of the hand or palm?
It went from index finger across to my wrist on my palm.
On your palm. Oh, God.
Jesus, dude.
So you're basically just holding this thing in your hand, and you cut all the way through into your hand?
The only part of the bone I hit was right at the top of my index finger by the knuckle.
Yeah,
The rest of it went straight into the meat.
So safe to say you keep your hatchet sharp.
Splitting wood.
Well, no, you were splitting hands, but the goal,
Jesus,
yes, the split wood. Hey, how did your brisket turn out?
The brisket actually turned out good, but I was definitely on team not sober that day.
Okay. All right. Okay. Team not sober. Good times. Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, all right, you got to go to the emergency room, you got to wait 30 minutes. You got to wait another 3 hours for everything to be done. But honestly, if I'm smoking a brisket, it kind of works out.
Yeah.
Really? All right, the brisket should be
okay. I'm buying lump charcoal next time. I'm doing it that way.
Yeah.
Not doing that. Reason we asked, how did you really hurt yourself? Older U.S. adults are increasingly dying. From? Any guesses?
I've seen this, so I won't say.
Unintentional falls.
Falling? Oh,
it's going through the roof.
What is the increase in the, right? Because one thing about old people ever since I've been a little kid is, hey, man, they're more susceptible to fall. They had life alert, you know? I fall
good
and
news,
then I can't get up.
This is mostly white people.
Awesome.
How's that good news?
For Steve. Saying to me.
Oh, for Steve.
Yeah,
what?
That was very specific
Jesus,
to me.
Jesus, dude.
We still just die of diabetes and gunshots.
Yeah, but we're going to fall, apparently. And it accounts for the vast majority of the deaths. So from 2003, 20 years later, death rates rose from falls more than 70%.
What the hell's going on?
For adults ages 65 to 74, according to a report from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The rate increased more than 75% for people 75 to 84, and double for seniors 85 and older.
Again, what is going on with white people?
Well, they did not try to answer why death rates from falls are increasing, but experts say there may be a few reasons, like gradually improving our understanding of the role falls play in deaths.
Ah, okay.
So more people living longer to ages when falls are more likely to have deadly consequences. So you could fall, have a problem,
right,
and pass away from that fall 2 or 3 years later.
So the heart attack is what dropped them, but it's the actual fall when they broke all these bones that killed them.
41,000 Americans died of falls last year.
Wow.
41,000 of retirement age Americans. The most recent year for which the stats were out. That suggests that falls were blamed in about one of every 50 deaths in older Americans. So more than half of those 41,000 deaths were people 85 or older. And the CDC found white people accounted for 87% of the deaths in the oldest category. But There is a white twist to this.
A white twist?
Ooh.
Yes.
Sounds like a TV show.
They're slipping on mayonnaise.
The white twist.
Yes.
You thought you were watching the Jeffersons.
Right.
Stay tuned for the special white twist.
Okay, so a number of factors can contribute to falls, including changes in hearing and vision, medications, all the stuff that can make you lightheaded, right? But death rates varied widely from state to state. And if you go someplace where it snows or has ice, you're going to slip and fall.
Minnesota.
I mean, Michigan.
Minnesota's number two. Wisconsin is number one. Maine, Oklahoma, and Vermont.
So other than Oklahoma, that explains the white people
part.
The
lowest state is Alabama. I think you can do the math on this.
All right. Okay. That kind of explains it.
Researchers also can't yet explain why white seniors die of falls at a higher rate than people in other racial and ethnic groups. But it's got to have a lot to do with
it. They just said it.
I know.
You're in Michigan and Wisconsin, and it's cold. Like, do the demographics,
older
man.
Black people had the lowest fall-related death rate.
I ain't falling.
Well, you're also living in Texas.
Right, exactly. Everything's flat.
Or
I mean,
Florida or whatever.
I expected that. Like, no, not going out like that.
I ain't going out like that. Mm-mm. God. Take my diabetes and go home.
See,
you.
Mine's the bathtub. You ever get one of those bathtubs that feels like it's kind of like the floor is more of a V?
It's rounded, yeah.
Than your flat-ass one?
Yes.
And, like, you get in, you kind of feel like you're always slipping towards the middle?
I know what you're talking about.
And there's, like, that slimy layer of crap on there. I mean, you feel like you're just barely can scooch.
Have you ever stepped foot? I've done this once in my life. Well, at one occasion to a brand-new, unused shower.
Yes.
So, I did not realize how slick those things are. We had just moved to Baltimore. I'm 14. And the first time I got in, I didn't completely fall out, but you hear, you know, the foot slips where you can get your balance. And I remember telling my dad, I said, look, man, I've never been in a bathtub like this. This is like stepping on a 60-degree angle of ice. Like, it does not matter what you do, you can't not slip. So he said, all right, we'll get some of those ugly-ass rubber, like, flower things you stick down. You know?
Yep.
I'm like, all right, no worries. Well, they didn't get to it. The bathroom wall bordered my bedroom wall. About two mornings later, I hear my father getting ready for work. He's in the shower, and you just hear the... So he slipped out of the shower, naturally grabbed the shower curtain, because that's what you do.
Rip that down. Tore it down.
Absolutely tore it down. Slipped out of the bathtub, slid the length of the vanity, and came to a stop when his head bashed into the bathroom door.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was effed up for like 2 weeks, man. And then, what do you know... We got those little ugly-ass rubber flower things that you stuck in. There's nothing. Like, I don't know if that's still the case or if the industry said, man, this is a bit slick, right? I was 14, and it's like I cannot physically stand in this bathtub. So you'd start the shower, and I'd get in like I'm taking a bath, and then slowly get to your feet. I've just never had that experience. The whole time I lived there.
My mom, she's terrified of my grandmother, 99, her twice-a-week shower. Because if she falls, my mom she can't pick her up. I mean, it's one of those situations. It's too tight in there. The position she falls, sometimes she just leans over and collapses. So it's not like she's falling like, you know what I mean? Like she's falling face down, like into a small shower area.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
God almighty.
How often do you think about that?
All the time.
I thought about it briefly.
I think about
yesterday.
It for me. I think about it for my mother. I think about it all the time.
I mean, especially if you have an older parent that lives alone. Like the trip and falling thing was a massive thing with my mom, right? Like her physical health is still very good.
But that does right.
But it was just like she's gonna trip eventually and fall in there.
We all do. The difference and the reason I thought about it was getting out of the shower Saturday and my toe just clipped the end of the tub as I'm stepping out. I didn't even almost fall. Like, it just clipped. It kind of hurt. But then you start thinking, like, if I'm my father and I clip it the same way, like, he's going down, man.
That's why that's why I put my socks on standing up every day.
Wait, what?
I put my socks on standing up every day.
Wait, you're standing up and put on
your
socks.
It's a balance exercise. I want to be able to be strong enough
saying.
To be on one leg.
Yeah, but what happens when you fail that exercise? Then you take the fall that you're trying to avoid.
I'm taking the header.
I'm still going to sit down and do it.
I'm practicing. I'm practicing.
That's what this is.
Yes.
Okay.
Just in case one foot slips out, bam, I got that other one.
You think any flamingos ever just fallen over?
No.
Hurt itself?
No.
Right, they were standing on one foot.
I was going to say, it's not just falling and hurting yourself. A few years ago, and I'm real gentle getting out of the tub now, Like, you know, you have like 1 foot up on the tub and you're drying off your leg or whatever. Like, as I went to get out, like that foot slipped and I like had a sore back for like a few days.
Didn't
like,
even hit anything.
No, I just like threw my back out, tried to adjust real quick so I didn't fall. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I didn't fall, but I still, so now I'm like super ginger getting out of the tub every time.
Because a bad back makes every balancing act a lot more difficult.
Yeah, it's like those old school claw tubs. Getting it out of those things sucks.
I can't believe more people didn't die back.
Well, if you fall, go back on your left and just completely rip that thing.
Yeah. Right, just get rid of that shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Just held it.
Be done with it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.